Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful." Everybody say that out loud. God is faithful. And the specific area of faithfulness that he's talking about pertains to temptation, being tempted. He's faithful in that he will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above what you're able to resist and not give in to. We need to identify where the pressure is coming from, and when we realize that's the enemy, then what do?
Resist it.
Resist it. And as many times as it comes back, you resist it again. Resist it again. I heard a fellow say this some years ago, a preacher, and I thought it was outstanding. It's a revelation. It sounds simple, but it's a great revelation. He said he was in a big city, and they had this new building that was the tallest building in the city. And they invited him to come up to the top floor, and there was a little balcony. He walked out on it, and he's looking out over the balcony. He said, "Man, he's so high up. I mean, the cars look like tiny little toys, and people, he's so way up, and the wind's blowing." He said a thought came to his mind. "Why don't you just jump?" A thought came to his mind. "Why don't you jump?" And he turned around and said, "I'm not going to jump, you jump." Well, there's nobody up there but him, or is there?
Right.
Where did that thought come from?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not just a thought, but an urge.
Right.
Not just a thought, but these thoughts are accompanied with feelings. And one way you can tell the enemy, it's pressure. Pressure. Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. You know you want to. Do it. Do it. He's an annoying cuss. Problem is, it has worked all too well.
Oh, right.
It has worked. But let's learn to recognize those thoughts, those feelings, that influence, that push, go on, do it. Do it. And you need to turn around and go, "I'm not stupid. I'm not going to do that."
Amen. Amen.
Leave me. I resist you.
Yes.
Resist it. And what will happen?
Amen.
The Bible said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Thank you, Lord. Is that okay?
Yes.
Go with me, please, to John 7th chapter. Temptation is something that a lot of people haven't talked about. It's something that church-going people tend to avoid talking about. People come to church, the ones that do, and there's a lot of people that should, but they don't. And one of the reasons a lot of people don't is because they're embarrassed. They're ashamed. They're yielding to stuff in their life that they know they shouldn't be. They feel condemned about it. And they try to stay away from God, to try to not think about it. Because the closer they get to Him, it comes up before them. And they realize, this is not right. This is not good. Shouldn't be doing this. And it's been preached from some, you know, that God hates this and God hates that. And so they translate that into, well, God must hate me because I'm doing that. It's not true. I said it's not true. He hates sin. He loves you. I said, well, if I'm doing it, that means he hates me. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. The reason he hates the sin, one of the big reasons, is because what it does to you. How it hurts you. It ministers death to you. But there are people, and I don't mean just a few, that are in low place spiritually, in that they have continued to yield to the wrong thing over and over and over and over again. And they're at a place where they've prayed, they've repented, they've asked, you know, people to pray for them. Some folks have counseled. They've done different things and go right back to it and do it again. And they really have no hope that they can be free, and have no faith that they can be free, and are weak and defeated and just do it again. Now, anybody that's honest is not going to judge somebody like that.
Amen.
You have to be a hypocrite to judge somebody, mm-hmm. because you know yourself that you've missed it.
Yes.
Many areas.
Amen.
Multiple times. And people categorize sins and go, well, this sin's not too bad. This is a real bad one here. Well, says who? The Lord's looking at the heart. And rebellion is rebellion. Mm-hmm. Disobedience is disobedience. He's looking at your heart. But what can you do if you are in that place where you feel helpless to change this, where you've got no hope, where you've got no strength? Well, I've found good news. I'm so excited about this. I have found good news. You can be, as they say, at the end of your rope, at the point. And let me go further. Not only have you failed 1,000 times, but here's another thing. You want to keep doing it. A part of you wants to do it, doesn't want to quit. What can you do? How can you get free? Well, friend, you can.
Amen.
I said you can. I'm going to give you two things the Lord gave me. And can you tell I'm excited about it? I mean, because it works. It works. You can be as low as a person can be, and you can come all the way out doing what we're about to say. Number one. John 7, let's read that and then I'll talk more about it. John 7 and 17. I'll say it like this. There are two things that if you'll do it, victory is guaranteed. Number one, you must be willing to be willing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody says, but I'm not willing. I know. But are you willing to become willing? Are you willing to get willing? In John 7 and 17, Jesus said this, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, whether I speak of myself. There's so much light right here. You yield to the wrong thing long enough, you deceive yourself into what's right and what's not right.
Right.
You can't just keep doing something you used to know was wrong. You can't just keep doing it week after week, month after month, without deluding yourself into thinking. You must have convinced yourself, well, I know it maybe it's not good, but it's not that bad, and I'm okay, and long as nobody knows. And so what used to be clear, black and white, has become muddled, fuzzy, self-deceived. If any man's not a doer of the word, he deceives his own self. You can't even blame the devil for that.
Wow.
You deceived your own self. Because there was a time, the first time you did it, this thing is not right. You may have to go back 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. But 60 years, the first time you did it, your heart bothered you. You knew it wasn't right. But after doing it for another 5 years, it's not so clear anymore.
Right.
Well, how do you get back? If you're deceived into thinking something's wrong is okay, how do you get out of it? How do you get back to the light? It begins with this. If you're willing to be willing and willing to do His will. See, you're not there, but would you be willing to get there? Your flesh don't even want to do what's right. Your flesh wants to keep drinking. Your flesh wants to keep shooting up. Your flesh wants to keep snorting. Your flesh wants to keep, you know, partying in the wrong way. Whatever it is, your flesh wants to keep doing it, if that's the case. Now, if you'd have never gone that far down the road, it would have been so much easier. Your flesh wouldn't be like that. And I'm talking about you're a Christian. Can you love God and do drugs? Can you love God and lie? Steal? I know of a guy that after he first got to the Lord, he was a musician in a band. He was on the road and had some success. And he gave his heart to the Lord, but he's still out there with that crowd. And he'd come back to his trailer and get high and read the Bible. That was his lifestyle. He'd load up with drugs and read the Bible. He enjoyed doing that. Was he really saved? Yeah. Did he love God? He did. You can tell by listening to the way he talked about it. He loved God. Why is he reading the Bible? He's hungry and he's wanting to learn more about God. But see, his flesh. See, your flesh didn't get born again.
No.
Well, it's going to do the same stuff it's been doing. Well, thank God, before too long, as he fed his spirit and his spirit began to get stronger, it began to get clearer inside him, you don't need to be doing this. Now, some Christians look at that and, oh, they, you know, they get so irate and so self-righteous. But we need to see things the way God sees them. God is not shocked because somebody messed up. He has seen humanity for every generation. There's nothing He hadn't seen. Men do. Now, doesn't please Him. It can grieve Him. But He loves you. He wants you to be close to Him. He wants you to be free.
Yes.
And if there is in you a love for God and at least a desire to please Him and do His will, He's got something to work with to get you started.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.